I do think if there's one sort of unhealthy food that I freaking love, it's French fries, man. French fries, there was a time before I joined Livia that like my, and this is serious, that my weight loss plan was that I was going to cut out French fries.
How'd that work out for you?
I don't think I was eating a significant enough amount of French fries for that to be the game changer. I do love them, though. Today is National French Fry Day. I do think McDonald's French fries, it's still the king. Is it the best French fry in Minnesota? I have two French fries that I like better. What is your favorite place for French fries? 651-461-9226. Jonathan says his favorite are the sweet potato fries from Whole Foods. Now, sweet potato fries, it's a tricky scenario, right? They're trying to trick you. They're trying to make you feel like it's better for you. Do we think are sweet potato fries better than regular fries?
As in qualitatively better,
no,
or better
but like,
for
do
you?
Do you think they're healthier?
I think they are, but only by a small margin.
Sweet potatoes are packed with beta carotene, vitamin A, and potassium. Now, white potatoes, though, packed with vitamin C and iron. Sweet potatoes have a lower glycemic index. If you remember when that was all the rage, that was, isn't that sort of South Beach diet thing? Glycemic index. I did that one too. South Beach diet. You name it. Probably tried it. Calories and carb counts are often identical. I just like the flavor of a sweet potato fry, but given the choice, I would go for regular fry, I think. Joe Smith on YouTube says Red Cow truffle fries, those are very good. Andrew says the fries at Nordstrom Cafe at Mall of America. I've never had the Mall of America Nordstrom Cafe fries. My number one is McDonald's.
I would agree with that.
Because consistent,
yeah,
perfect salt, crispy, skinny, so you get that crunch. Mm-hmm. Now, there are, I will say, the State Fair fresh French fry.
Also very high on the list.
Very high on my list. My current champion of year-round availability, besides McDonald's, is a place called Le Burger in Linden Hills. The Le Burger.
We serve burgers, but let's make it sound pretentious.
You add the Le.
Le Burger.
Ellie Burger, 4304. The fries, the way they do the fries is like, so the people who own this joint are like real chefs. And so, you know, they chef it up. But the fries, if I remember right, like the fries, it's like a multiple day process. I don't know. I referred to the fries there as creamy.
Oh, is this the one that your kid and its friends were mocking you for?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that story.
My kids, so I had an Instagram video where I called these fries creamy.
Right.
And as you might imagine, 17 and 18-year-old boys at Maple Grove High School thought Sam's
amusing.
Dad describing fries as creamy was embarrassing.
Was mid.
Cringe, perhaps. But who got the last laugh? Those kids went to Le Burger and confirmed my analysis of the fries. Joe adds, Le Burger is elite. I think what he meant is Le Elite. Texters, firing it in. And we got a caller, too, right? Let's go to Jeff at 651-461-9226. Best fries, Jeff?
State Fair. The fresh fries stand at State Fair.
It's so, now, there's a, so good.
Another, oh, yeah. There's another company out there called Miller's, and they have food trailers.
Ah,
they're like semi-trailers.
Right.
And I think their main line of business is they go to county fairs. But they show up at the Walmart parking lot a few times a year in St. Cloud.
Yep.
And theirs are just as good.
Wow. That's high praise.
I hope I don't have to change my name to Benedict Jeff, but I'm afraid Val's has slipped into second place because of that.
They're going to kick you right out of the Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud area with that sort of...
Oh, I might be excommunicated from three counties. Sure.
I will say, like, we were just at Val's, and they're good. They're good. They're good plus. They're top-tier fries, but not... To me, they're not, like, quite top 10, I would say. Not quite.
Right. No. Yep. I agree.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 651-461-9226.
Now, where do you stand on the curly fry?
I freaking love the curly fry. I love it.
I do on occasion.
Mmm. Over, like, is it overcooked?
Well, I don't know about overcooked. I just think that you get tired. I get tired of it real fast.
Because the seasoning, too.
Once in a while, it's a nice little change of pace, but not too often. And I sort of feel similarly about the waffle fry.
Waffle fry is an interesting one. It's a great vessel for like scooping up like a sour cream and chive type dip.
No.
No, it's not?
No, I mean you can. I would never do that.
You would never dip?
No. Not in sour cream.
Ketchup?
Yes.
French onion dip?
No.
Honey mustard?
Nope.
Mayonnaise?
No.
Aioli?
I don't even know what that is. I'm pretty sure that's not even a thing. I think chefs just made up that word.
Aioli is a thing. It's just fancy. It's just fancy.
Yeah, it's something they just made up.
Fancy
mayonnaise. They sound fancy. I get it. That's fine.
Now, my friend Vincent Quinn has just relayed a message to me. And Vincent's favorite French fries are the waffle fries from Lord Fletcher's on Lake Minnetonka. I do think everything tastes better at Lord Fletcher's.
Probably.
Because
you're on the lake surrounded by beautiful people. It's kind of hard for stuff to taste bad.
The waffle fries are good. I feel like it is some sort of sour cream type dip. There's some kind of, I don't know, there's some kind of dip.
Jonathan correctly points out curly fries are too hard for ketchup. You can't
That's true.
Ketchup on curly fries.
And sometimes, so I had a funny circumstance this weekend where I was at a friend's house for dinner, and he had also invited Ann Kim, the chef behind Pizza Lola and Hello Pizza. And Ann Kim remarked that she had never had Arby's in her life.
And that doesn't surprise me.
And so my friend Sonny, well, it's only a little surprising in that she was an actor before she's not that fancy.
No, it's not about being fancy. I would be.
But she is an actor.
Most chefs had eaten at Arby's.
I always wanted to do a bit with chefs where they would tell us their favorite fast food because often your restaurant closes and there's no other restaurant.
I mean,
open.
Can you imagine Gavin Kaysen at the Arby's drive-thru? I can't picture it.
I wonder what his fast food go-to is.
I don't know.
It's probably some...
I think your next article for Minnesota Monthly just wrote itself.
It's pretty good. The curly fry, but we DoorDash some Arby's.
Yeah, so that she could try.
So she got to try it.
Good.
She thought it was good.
Yeah.
But the curly fry, the problem is every once in a while, if you get a small fries, you may end up with one fry. And you pull that slinky out of the thing. Yeah. And yeah. A lot of love for waffle.
I'm going to go slightly off the board here with this question.
Okay.
But where are you at on poutine? French fries with some sort of gravy thing on top of it.
I don't love it because
it's too much.
What I like with French fries is I like the crunch and the creamy. I want, what I love about fresh French fries at the State Fair is the same thing I like about Le Burger. Le Burger cooks their fries three times. So they hand cut them, then they cook them, and then they freeze them, and then they cook them again, and then they cook them again. So you're kind of cooking them from the inside out. So it's cooked. It still tastes like potato. And then the outside should be that crunch. That's what I want.
Okay.
Is that too much? Did I ruin fries?
No, you don't think you ruined fries. It just seems a little labor intensive for something like French fries, you know?
Well, and McDonald's does it with just a frozen French fry. And it's great.
It's fantastic.
Like the other fries that I think are really good, Meritage in St. Paul has killer fries. They're very skinny, almost McDonald's-like fries. Mm. La Belle Vie in Minneapolis used to be many people's favorite fries. Same bit, it was frozen. Not labor-intensive at all. Honestly, hand-cut, sometimes it goes south. Like too starchy.
Five Guys?
Five Guys is a good hand-cut fry.
I'm not a fan.
Too soggy? Too many in the bag?
It tends to be too soggy.
It's because it's just too many in the bag.
Is it that or is it they do peanut oil there, don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, maybe that has an effect, is what I'm saying.
Malone's Waffle Fries, 12 out of 10, says Josh.
I have experienced Malone's Waffle Fries.
Those are good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Orida Tater Tots. Now, tots are not fries.
They're not French fries, though.
And given the choice, tots or fries, what do you pick?
Probably tots.
I also go tots.
Probably tots, yeah.
But the reason I think is it's the uniqueness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that's something for me, again, like curly fries or waffle fries, it's not the usual. So, yeah, it's a nice little treat.
Texters at 651-461-9226. Jerry loves Wendy's skin on fries.
I don't think I've ever eaten at Wendy's in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
That is my fast food sort of like, I still remember after Alyssa had Seth at North Memorial Hospital, we drove home on 81 and our first meal was the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's. Mm.
So your enduring memory of the birth of your first child.
That spicy chicken.
Not the glow of your wife as she has given birth to your son. Not the beauty of your son as he sits there in your wife's arms.
Yeah.
It's the Wendy's trip on the way home. Interesting.
Shooters, Billiards, and Cafe in Burnsville, says a texter, is a winner.
Okay.
Huh. Another texter says Parlor. Parlor does have very good fries. They have like a Swiss, there's an aioli.
A fine Jester Concepts restaurant.
I didn't say it. It was a texter. The best French fries are homemade. I'm not sure I've ever made homemade fries. Another texter says French fries need to be fried in beef tallow. I think we've decided that beef tallow is like magic. I was reading the other day that people are putting beef tallow on as sunscreen.
That seems
well. Like
suboptimal.
The young people have decided all to like smoke cigarettes and to go to tanning beds. What are you people doing?
Who knows?
We solved all these problems, and you ding dongs are going back in time.
NHL.com writer extraordinaire checking in. Heather Rule.
Yes,
she wants to say that the seasoned sour cream is a must if you're going to do the Malone's
the waffle
fries.
Yeah.
And I there is nobody in this town as a writer that I respect more than Heather. And she could not be more wrong about this. I don't.
Well,
absolutely not a must. If that's your thing, that's great.
I think it is a must. If you're having a waffle fry without any sort of dip or seasoning on it, you're essentially just having
what brings you joy,
a potato waffle.
You do you. Be shoving sour cream in anybody's face. What's the matter with you people?
No dip for you? You just go, you raw dog it at Malone's? Huh. Is it time to break? I think so.
Gosh, I hope so.
4:49. Drive time back on a Friday in a minute. More fries recommendations for people. A lot of beef tallow fans. Do people really like the flavor of fries and beef tallow, or is it just like this has become like the Maha thing? This is like the healthy
Maybe they just like saying beef tallow.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not opposed to beef tallow. I guess I'd like to do a French fry taste test. Try one fried in tallow, one not. There's this guy I follow on social media who's a McDonald's franchisee, and he's like, he said, they've tried beef tallow. He's like, it doesn't, to him, it doesn't taste any different. Culver's, says a texter. Is Culver's the crinkle fry?
I believe so.
Yeah. I'm not a huge crinkle fry.
I'm not either, no.
It's too potato-y. I don't know.
You don't get any real kind of... Sometimes you can get them crispy, but it's very rare. And it's the crispy.
The line between crispy and overcooked is tough on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
yeah. Chart House, says a texter. H&H Poutine at the Hen and the Hog. Hen and the Hog in Albertville. I got to get there. Have you ever been there?
I have not, no. 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 I don't generally go to Canada, so...
Albertville is not that far. Come on. Story in the Business Journal today about vending machine at the airport. I'm going to be at the airport Monday. And I've seen this Bao Bun vending machine. But getting a White Castle slider from a vending machine, are you guys down with this? I don't think so. I'm an out on getting a burger from a vending machine. Just, I don't think so. Continental Diamond time check is 4:58. Time to get to ContinentalDiamond.com. Buy something special. You deserve it. ABC News coming up.